the preaching, I was compelled within me to read Isaiah 61 to you, the first verses, and exactly that was on the third day pronounced to be the theme text. I didn't know that. So I went home, I said, no one is there to preach. So Andrews was also busy, and Elder Frie was also not there. So I said, okay, let me do it. So I looked at the next day, and it was a topic from Titus, I believe.
Yes,
Titus 2. Yep. But Elder Frie said, please, Elder, that one I have given to Elder Tiki already for Friday. So mix up. Is that true, Elder Tiki? It's true, yeah? Amen.
Amen.
So I looked, okay, I will do the next day. And what is it? Jesus, the Anointed One.
Amen.
The one I read yesterday out of my own heart through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So I knew God will help me today.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
So let us read Luke 4, verse 18 and 19. You have to think of this. This is Jesus talking. And after that, he has said this, he said, this has been fulfilled in your ears today. So that was a wonderful moment. But Jesus didn't finish the whole verse of Isaiah. He stopped in the middle of verse 2. For the next verse was that he will come and the second time. So that was not there yet. So we will read from Luke 4, 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That's not me, but Jesus speaking. Because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So I set this topic, Jesus the Anointed One, and I add to it, if you know him. If you know him. Let us also read 1 John 3, verse 1 and 2. I want you to remind that Jesus did something special for you. Okay, let us read. Is everybody there? 1 John 3, verse 1 and 2. Behold, that is the same as Luke, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God.
Amen.
Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him.
Amen.
For we shall see him as he is. I want you to ponder this last part of the verse. Why shall we be like him? Because we see him like he is. Amen.
Amen.
We are living in a time, we are in a rich country. Don't forget that. We are very rich here. No one needs to live on the street. No one has to be hungry in this. No one is without wealth, health care. Everybody can go to a doctor. It is very marvelous here. But as the Bible predicts, and he warns the Israelites, if you are in your good houses, when you drink the milk and honey, don't forget me. Don't forget me. And that is what is happening now. And I see it even among the people that I love so much. That when the Christmas comes, we know the story. We know the deal. Yes, Jesus is born. grow faster. There's something going on in our hearts that we will sit by death. So therefore, I want you to ponder your heart and look to Christ today. Look to Him today. For this Jesus, we need to know Him. We need to know Him. As soon as we are called out of the world and God chose us to hear His voice, we start realizing something. It is like we are suddenly in the prison and the guards come. It is time for you to die because of all your sin. It is time for you to put in the lions there and let the lions eat you. So you go there by your own fault, by your own sin. And then you are standing there before the gate. And then they announce it. Another person has died for you. Another person has paid the price. Is it the poor? Who is that person?
Yes.
Who is that person that saved me? That should be stirred up in your hearts every day. Who is that person? Paul said, if only I knew Him, that I might know Him. So who is that person? And the guards tell you, it is enough that somebody died for you. Just be happy. I'd be happy, but I want to know Him. And then you go out, and your father and mother said, that same person that died for you, he always took care of you. We didn't have money. We didn't have food. But he came specially for you to give you food every day. He clothed you. He let you go to school. He did that all for you. And your heart says, who is that man? Mama, tell me. I said, it is enough that he has given you everything. You don't need to know. I want to know, who is he? And I also want to stir up that spirit in you, that you may say, God, reveal yourself to me. Jesus, I want to know you deeply, deeply. Amen.
Amen.
But this is something that we need to do. He has called you out of this world. He predestinated you to be like Him. And how can we be like Him? Because we see Him with our own hearts, with our own minds. So please do this. And there are several ways that we can know somebody. We all know our king, Prince Alexander. If there are 100 men here, you can pick this man out just like that. You know him. But do you really know him? That is not knowing Christ. That is not knowing Christ. So you say, yeah, I meet him. He has a dog. I live in close by. I wave to him. Hello, how are you? Good. And I see he's a nice man. Is that knowing Christ? It's not knowing Christ at all. So you say, no, I am with speaking terms with him. I'm with speaking terms with him. So I speak once in a while to him. I go for advice. I speak to him. And so we do in our prayers. We go to him. The song says, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. We, and I pray that all of you are with speaking terms with Christ.
Amen.
But do you really know Him? If you are speaking with somebody, I speak with my colleagues every day about all kinds of things. About all kinds of things. They know what I want to say, but do they know me or do I know them? No, that one is not enough. It is not enough. To know Him is much more. Jesus said, says, don't, I am your master, and you're right to say that, but don't call me anymore like that. Call me your friend. Because the servant doesn't know what the master will do, but his friend does. So call me your friend. You have a friend. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
This is what you have to remind ourselves, that salvation has come in the person, the Word of God, not somebody who you can ask something and he will give. No, a friend. A real friend. Somebody who never betray you, who never can concern about you. Ever.
Amen.
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 A true friend.
Yes.
Who gives his life for you. But is that really knowing him? That is really seeing who he is. Because you can be friends with somebody. You can go to his house. You can eat dinner with him, even Christmas dinner with him. And then you go to his wife. And you say, this man, my friend, he's always happy. He's always happy. The way he let me have fun in my life, it is too much. And the wife says to you, you don't know him. But I'm be with him every night, every morning, and I see him cry. I see him being angry. I see him grieve. I'm seeing worry. You do not know him. Because friendship is closeness to God and knowing what his pain is. Jesus cried. Are you crying for the same things? Are you crying? Amen.
Amen.
I want you tonight realize that something is given to you. There is a son given to you. There is a God given to you. And his name is wonderful.
Amen.
He is your counselor. So do you know him as the door? He says, I'm the door. No one enters in. Is he the door in your life? Can you say, through him, I have everlasting life? Is he the way for you? Do you know him personally as your way? Do you know him personally as the light of the world? He is all that. But is he to you? Is he to you the same? Amen.
Amen.
Because when you have a special gift from God, you'll realize. And even John the Baptist, he was blessed with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. He was blessed. Fully filled with the Holy Ghost. Let us read what he says about Jesus and learn. Go to John 1, verse 31 to 34. John 1, 31 to 34. For let us learn who will give you the sight to see Christ. John 1, 31, 34. And this is John the Baptist speaking here. So listen carefully. And I knew him not. He's talking about Jesus. He says, I knew him not. But that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not. I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize, that is the Holy Ghost, with water, the same said unto me, upon whom you shall see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost, people, are your eyes to see. Peter says, "Who do you think I am?" Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of God." I said, "Flesh and blood did not reveal it to you, but my Father. My Father." So therefore, don't boast that you have chosen Christ, because Christ has chosen you.
Amen.
He has revealed himself to you. He has put the light into your heart so that you can see him. And also the same, after Jesus was born, the custom is that you give an offering when he has a certain age. And behold, Luke 2, 25-32, it's about Simon, the priest. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him as the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms. Oh, wow. Can you imagine that you have the Son of God in your hands? He knew that this was his Redeemer, and he had him in his hand. Can you imagine how that must have felt? Wow. And he took him in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel." So this is what he was revealed by the Holy Spirit. It was revealed by the Holy Spirit, and that is why we can see Christ. So thank God that you can see him and remember him every day. This is Christmas time is actually just a small day, but every single day we should celebrate Christmas.
Amen.
Right. Every day we should celebrate that we have a God who has revealed in us. So if we have seen this, then if we look to the text of this day, he said, "I am the anointed one." Oh yes. Peter saw it immediately. "You are the anointed one. You are the Christ, the Son of God." He saw it, and so we do we. And like a bird sees the spring coming. Have you seen a bird sing when the spring comes?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it? How do you sing? They see the leaves. It's a bird like this, small. You see, and he goes through his legs a little like this. He spreads his wings. He starts shaking. And he says, "Yes!" And he whistles, and you can hear it, and you see a tree, and you say, "What is that noise?" And then you see, where is it coming from? Oh, the trees are empty, but then you see that small bird singing with all his might, glorifying God.
Amen.
Glorifying God. And that's why Songs of Solomon said, "If you see my beloved, tell him I am sick of love. I am sick of love." Your Christ, your beloved, your friend, your husband. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He has been born unto you.
Amen.
Therefore, rejoice with great joy. We sit here, we sing, "I have joy." But what is that? It's not coming out of our. Look at that bird. He does everything to shout to the world that good time is coming. The food is coming. My offspring is coming. My life has started. And so we, knowing this Christ has born in our lives should start. Our heart. we go to school, when we go to work, we should sing and say, God, hallelujah, unto me a child is born.
Yes.
And unto you too, the light of the world. And the text was saying one thing, and that is struck me a lot. A lot. In Isaiah says, I will break every bond. I will break every bond. And people are in bonds, people. You have no idea how the devil binds people. You don't have an idea. I'm now starting. My colleague is a Muslim. And I love her, not as a wife, but I like her. I love her. And that's why I want to give words. But she's closed, so I didn't understand. So I said, you know what, I will read that book, the Quran. It's a dark book, very dark, very, very dark. It was hard for me to read. It is smaller than the New Testament, but it took me more than half a year to read it. It's so dark. So dark. It is the greatest sin for a Muslim that God will have a son. The greatest sin of all sins that they can commit is to say God has a son. The greatest sin. If they leave Islam, the Quran commands them to be killed. They are bond, people. They are bond, trained. This morning I saw a Palestinian girl, 5 years old, chop the Jews and go to heaven's door. That was her song. From birth they are learned to hate. Hate. That is a bond that these people are in. A darkness you cannot imagine. Me, with my voice, I cannot break the Lord. But Jesus.
Amen.
But the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But God the Father, He can do it. And therefore I pray for her that she will be loosed by that wickedness. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So let us, when we pray today, pray that God will stir up the joy of salvation. Once you were a sinner, but now you are saved by grace. Do you remember that God called you? You can go from youth. I was also born in the church, in my mother's church. And like John the Baptist said, I knew him not. I heard every month, I heard a preacher say, take this. This is my body given for you. I never heard it. I was listening to it, but I never heard. I knew him not. Do you remember the time that God really says, take, this is my body. It has been given for you. Who? For me? Yes. For you. Is that the moment that you know, that you remember? Because that one you need to stay with up. That is the moment that God called you out of the world. You can live in the church your whole life, but you cannot know Christ. By the moment you know him, oh hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want you and I pray for you, all of the